Sam McBride from the newsletter. Good morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
You were name-checked quite a few times there by Declan Kearney. And he said you were dancing on the head of a pin, and I think he was referring to you, could have been me, as a juvenile journalist.
I suppose I could take that as a some sort of compliment in terms of my age.
I don't think
that was the intention. I was just waiting for him to say that I was some sort of threat to the peace process or something. I mean, I think the truth is here that there have been incredible flip-flops by Sinn Féin. That it's not the media who have caused them to change their position on this. We're simply reporting what's taking place. It is very difficult to understand what is going on here. And in particular, something which Declan Kearney did not address there was this email which he sent out last night, which again repeated his call for a public inquiry. Now, it would seem now that that was done in error, but I mean, I think that some Sinn Féin supporters will be pretty alarmed that the chairman of the party is someone who doesn't seem to be terribly across the detail of this, who doesn't seem, in terms of saying that it's dancing on the head of a pin, to point out the difference between a public inquiry and some sort of behind closed doors process.
Yes, and you heard
Declan. He doesn't seem to see the difference between that.
You heard Declan there talking about the importance of the difference between the investigation and the inquiry, yet whenever he's sending out emails and statements from his own personal email account, writing for their Unpublicked and Sinn Féin statements, that they seem to be confused.
They are, and I think, I mean, it's all the more extraordinary because Sinn Féin has a very significant history of calling for public inquiries for all sorts of things north and south of the border. I mean, it's just a few months ago where they were very publicly saying that there should be a public inquiry into the siting of a gold mine in County Tyrone. So, I mean, it's very difficult to justify that when something which is certainly the biggest financial scandal in the history of devolution, possibly in the history of the state, if you listen to some people, is something that doesn't merit that sort of rigorous investigation. I mean, it is interesting that at the very end there, and he was clearly very reluctant to say this, but at the very end that he did say that this inquiry would have to have the power to compel witnesses and presumably documents. I mean, that is absolutely fundamental to this, because if there are people, as we have heard through the audit office and has been alleged in considerable detail, who are wildly abusing this scheme, it's very unlikely that they are going to voluntarily step forward into any sort of process if they can't be compelled. You really have to wonder what the point of it is and whether we would get to the truth of it by that route.
I want to bring in Malachy O'Doherty as well at this point. Malachy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, Sam.
Just in terms of what you've heard from Sam and from Declan Kearney this morning, your thoughts?
Well, I think I'm feeling Declan's pain. I mean, I've never seen him in such a confused situation before. He obviously presents himself as somebody who wants to be very mannered and controlled and approaches interviews in a very strategic way, you know, with considerable aforethought. But he actually is floundering, and he was basically slapped about the head by Naomi. So, what is he up to? I think what he's up to, what the party's up to, is trying to throw some kind of a lifeline to Arlene. They are more or less agreeing with her. She made a call for an inquiry as well. And they're trying to present the minimal terms on which they could insist on that inquiry. I mean, one of the a recent statement, even by Martin McGuinness, said that she should step aside until there's a preliminary report. You know, that's a huge distance away from the demand of the Ulster Unionists that she resign. Even Declan's own language today, he says, step to the side, you know, as if there might even be some way in which she could remain as First Minister, but not actually standing at the desk, you know. So I mean, they are floundering, and it all seems pointless, because although they want to throw a lifeline to Arlene, she's not picking it up. She is absolutely insistent that she's not going to stand to a side or to the side or resign or do anything of the kind. She's going to stay in office. And therefore, there's no point in contorting all reason and logic to try and make space for this to work when she won't do that.
You were writing in the Telegraph today, Malachy, in terms of your thoughts about a potential fresh election, something that will make some people feel very nervous.
It made the SDLP feel very nervous, I presume, and I mean, you can clarify this, as Sam can clarify, but the next Assembly election, as I understand it, is to be on the 5 seats per constituency,
that's right,
rather than the 6.
That's right.
That's the case. That's right, isn't it?
It is, it is.
Yeah. So on that basis, the SDLP would be in very serious trouble, because a lot of the seats that they took in the last election were the sixth seat. So they could suffer quite a hammering. So Sinn Féin might be looking at this and saying, well, at least there's something to be gained here.
Well, if there were elections, Malachy, what kind of outcome? I know it's very difficult to predict, but in terms of in response to the RHI scandal, what kind of change would you expect to see in the results?
Well, that's the trouble. You know, you can't actually see. People vote by camps here. You know, people vote to keep the other out rather than in pursuit of any great ideal. So, you know, there is a possibility, I suppose, of a shift of votes from the DUP to the Ulster Unionists, in that the DUP really peaked quite high at the last Assembly election. And it was a campaign that they fought organised around Arlene. You know, it was almost a presidential campaign. So if there is feeling in the grassroots of the DUP that Arlene is a problem, then they can't really take that approach and they would take some measure of a hit. But essentially the DUP is going to be saying, are we going to be pushed around by Sinn Féin? You know, we know what DUP voters think of Sinn Féin. They see Sinn Féin as essentially the IRA with ties on. And, you know, they're going to say, who are they to be lecturing us on probity and standards? Look at the kind of difficulty Gerry Adams is in the South, where he appears to be, you know, playing fast and loose with legal and constitutional requirements over the Brian Stack affair, which you probably know about. So you know, that's what the DUP is going to be saying. The DUP is going to be saying you can't be serious if you think that we have to bend over and take lectures from people whose standards are so much worse than our own.
Well, Sam, yourself, in terms of the DUP and the possible effect of an election on them, do you think would it harm them?
I think it would have to harm them at some level, in the sense that they would be fighting an election which would largely be centred around this issue. And however you cut this issue, they bear some responsibility for it. I think it's certainly not clear at this point as to just how much responsibility should be apportioned to the ministers and the civil servants. And that is something, and maybe even consultants and other people, that is something which would have to come out in a public inquiry if the election was to be fought at this point in advance of a public inquiry. I think the stench around this certainly wouldn't help them. Having said that, they're in such a strong position, and we have seen all sorts of scandals in the past in terms of Red Sky and the Iris Robinson issue, and really there hasn't been a massive impact on their core vote, and people are still enthused to come out to vote to stop Martin McGuinness becoming First Minister. Of course, if his health meant that he wasn't to be in that position, would that change things? That would be a slight imponderable. But to a certain extent, this election issue is a bit of a distraction from getting to the truth of the RHI issue, because while parties might have a temptation to look at this as to whether it benefits them to stand for to go for an election now or to wait or whatever, actually that doesn't do anything to get to the truth of this. And even if Arlene Foster stands aside, as the opposition have been calling for, it doesn't do anything to get to the truth of what has happened. So that's why I think Declan Kearney was much more comfortable talking about that aspect of this rather than the public inquiry, which would get to
Arlene might come back to lead an assembly, the most of which has no confidence in her. And then what do? Do you just replay the whole thing over again? But, I mean, Sinn Féin is in difficulty because Sinn Féin has been humiliated in the past. There's a strong feeling among Sinn Féin voters, you know, that we've had too much of this shaking hands with the Queen, standing beside portraits, and never, ever, ever getting the real returns from the DUP in terms of respect for the Republican tradition, respect for the Irish language. Respect for the things.
I just want to try and squeeze in a couple of callers, Malachy. Sorry, Fra, go ahead.
Morning, Vinny. Vinny, I'm just phoning up, mate, because what I see is Sinn Féin distancing themselves from the excesses of the DUP in government. I don't think they truly want an election because I don't believe it's in their interests. They're in a coalition government with the DUP. They've been trying to build bridges for many, many, many years. And this whole step aside, Arlene, as opposed to step down, is a get-out-of-jail card. What they're saying is, step aside, appease the public anger, let this settle down, let's have an in-house or semi-independent inquiry where they'll help set the boundaries of the inquiry and we'll not get
this.
No,
they're calling for an independent investigation. So, but Fra, do you think would an election, would it instill any more confidence in the public?
Absolutely not. I mean, people are constantly talking about RHI, they're talking about NAMA, they're talking about Red Sky, double jobbing, the expense of scandals. All we've had is scandal after scandal after scandal, crisis after crisis.
Okay.
I think what you will have is a protest vote.
Right.
I think the DUP will possibly lose a lot of votes and a lot of people become even more disheartened and disillusioned with the election process.
Okay, Fra, thank you. One more call and then we'll move on. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
It's starting to look like that Declan has been put in place by the party. You know, if he was calling one way for one thing and then...
Well, he didn't actually say it was a typo, but he has set out how the party, and he seemed very much behind it himself, are in favour of a public investigation. Tony, I'll leave it there with now for one moment. And Mervyn, go ahead, very quickly.
Thanks, Tony. My quick point of view is that I personally believe Mick Nesbitt is playing with political fire. I do warmly welcome a judicial inquiry. If it turns out that Arlene Foster has been telling the truth from day one, does Mick Nesbitt resign then?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Mervyn, thank you very much.